This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Humans can be infected with avian influenza A viruses, such as viruses that cause H5N1 bird flu, when enough virus gets into a person's eyes, nose, or mouth, or is inhaled. When virus is in the air, such as in droplets from splashes, small particles, or dust, it can deposit on the mucous membranes of the mouth, eyes, or nose. A person can also breathe the virus in from the air. Infections can also happen when a person gets virus on their skin or clothes and accidentally transfers it to their eyes, nose, or mouth. For example, when a person is splashed by a liquid that has the virus, touches their contaminated clothes, and later touches their eyes. Employers should take steps to reduce workers' exposure to avian influenza A viruses from sick animals or contaminated environments. Reducing exposure to avian influenza A viruses helps both public health and biosecurity. Protecting people and animals from illness caused by these viruses, such as H5N1 bird flu. Familiarize yourself with any Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, requirements that may apply to you. If you operate in a state regulated by a state OSHA plan, familiarize yourself with any additional requirements that may apply. To protect workers who might be exposed, employers should update or develop a workplace health and safety plan. We encourage using a health and safety committee that includes representatives from both management and workers to develop the plan. OSHA has helpful guidance and consultation on developing a workplace health and safety plan. Your local agriculture extension office may also have resources available. For more information on how to reduce exposure to avian influenza A viruses for people working with animals, go to cdc.gov/bird-flu.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.